Google to allow gambling ads in Belarus from January 2026. Google will permit regulated gambling advertising in Belarus beginning January 22, 2026. What operators must do? Tech giant Google announced on January 6, 2026, that it will extend its permitted gambling advertising framework to Belarus, following similar moves in neighboring markets. From January 22, domestic companies with the appropriate Belarusian licenses will be able to run paid promotions on Google properties, provided they complete a certification process and adhere to the platform's content and targeting rules. Under the new policy, advertisers can choose one of four permitted categories: online poker, sports betting, online casino games, and state lotteries. Operators offering poker, betting, and casino services are supervised by the Belarusian Ministry of Taxes and Duties. Lotteries are managed separately and require authorization from either the Office of the President or the Ministry of Sport and Tourism. Google's approach splits compliance into two distinct paths to match these local licensing arrangements, rather than imposing a single nationwide certifying authority. Advertisers will be required to submit documentary proof of their Belarusian license as part of Google's certification, complete within roughly 10 days before campaigns can go live. Certification must be maintained for the duration of any advertising campaign, and firms must notify Google promptly of changes such as license suspensions, revocations, ownership transfers, or expansion into new verticals. The policy also mandates recertification in the event of ownership changes, new gambling verticals being added, or material license amendments. Additional safeguards mirror Google's global standards: age gating, strict geographic targeting limited to Belarusian audiences, responsible gambling messaging, and compliance with content rules. Google warned that breaches, from misdirected targeting to unauthorized creative content, could lead to immediate suspension of advertising privileges on its platforms. Market impact and expert view. For Belarusian operators, the policy should make it easier to reach local customers through a channel that previously imposed significant restrictions. The move follows Google's decision in July 2025 to open regulated gambling advertising in Ukraine and is consistent with the firm's incremental expansion of access to gambling-related verticals, including regulated prediction markets earlier in the year. Industry players welcome the clarity, but stress that operational realities remain complex. This change removes a major distribution barrier for domestic operators, but it also raises the bar for compliance and operational transparency, said Elena Sidorova, senior regulatory analyst at iGaming Insights. Operators will need robust compliance teams and often technical controls to make sure campaigns are narrowly targeted to Belarus and to avoid collateral exposure in neighboring jurisdictions. Those that treat certification as a one-off task rather than a continuous obligation risk swift enforcement action from Google. Regulatory fragmentation is a particular challenge, because lotteries sit outside the Ministry of Taxes and Duties remit. Gambling companies that run multiple verticals may find themselves managing parallel approval processes and different supervisory contacts. That means advertising houses and in-house marketers must keep close records of license scopes to ensure that advertising creatives and keywords reflect only certified activities. From a consumer protection perspective, the policy includes measures to promote safer play. In addition to age restrictions and clear responsible gambling messages, Google will monitor ad creatives for misleading claims and aggressive promotional offers. Observers say that this combination of platform-level controls and national licensing checks could reduce the number of unlicensed operators reaching Belarusians via mainstream ad channels. As Google opens this path, operators and compliance advisors in Minsk and beyond will be watching how strictly the platform enforces its rules. For regulated operators that can satisfy the documentation and maintain continuous certification, January 22nd represents a new avenue to reach players. For the platform, it is a test of how global advertising platforms and local licensing regimes can coexist without compromising consumer safeguards or cross-border enforcement.